This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, it will be the December employment and unemployment reports from the Labor Department. Late summer hurricanes disrupted hiring in September, then in October and November, a rebound with over 200,000 jobs added in each of those months. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that may be a tough pace to match in this new year.
With low unemployment, it's getting harder for employers to fill jobs. As a result, says Jed Kalko at jobsiteindeed.com,
I expect we'll see the monthly job growth continue to taper off slowly in 2018, as it has for several years.
Job growth averaged 250,000 a month back in 2014. Last year, it was down to 174,000 a month. Though that's still more than twice as many jobs as can be filled by young people entering the workforce. Kalko says employers are settling for candidates with less education. Also,
more and more people are searching for jobs using terms like no background check.
Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM says labor shortages are driving businesses
towards a substitution of technology for labor in order to make up those gaps.
Bruzuelas predicts businesses will spend some of the money they save from new corporate tax cuts on automation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.